Hey, what's up? Andre Addison here. Welcome to Lesson 1 inside of Elite Messenger Blueprint. And inside of this video, I really want to talk about the number one thing that you have to get right if you want to build a purpose-driven, authentic, and magnetic personal brand that really attracts the people that you can best help and that builds a business that is actually fun, that you actually like, and that will allow you to show up as the most powerful version of yourself, right? So this is the identity. And inside of the identity, there are two key areas of focus, right? So the first one is your best self identity. So that's really looking inward and getting clear on your core values and your beliefs and the goals that you have and what you want to achieve. And the second thing is your personal brand identity. So that's what you're bringing forth into the marketplace. That's being intentional about how you show up and who you attract. So first, I'm going to dive into the best self identity, and then we're going to talk about the personal brand identity. But both of these are important, and you must focus on these two. So what I want you to do is to really remove any distractions that you have and really pay attention to these two things that I'm about to share with you inside of this first lesson. Okay, so the best self identity is the foundation is around these three questions. Who are you? What do you really want? And who do you have to become to achieve it? And here's why this is so important. And here's why I want to start with this. Because this is completely different than what most people talk about. Most people talk about, okay, what does my audience want? How can I master Facebook ads? What's hot right now? What's selling? Without first getting clear on who am I? Like, what is my voice? What do I believe? What do I stand for? What do I really want? Yes, people are saying high ticket coaching is the best. Yes, people are saying here's how to make $10,000 a month. Yes, people are telling me this is what I should be doing. This is how I should be feeling. That's what's going on in the marketplace all the time. People are making decisions for you. And if you're not clear, if you don't have a clear sense of identity and self-awareness, you're going to spend months or even years building a business only to realize that it's something that you don't want. Only to realize that it doesn't fulfill you. So what do you really want? And then here is a powerful question. And here is where the best self identity comes in. Who do you have to become to create what you want and to show up as the best, most powerful version of yourself that builds that magnetic brand that attracts your clients and customers and that makes things happen, that makes an impact inside of your life and business? Who do you have to become? And that is the best self identity, which we're going to be focusing on in this first area of focus. So when it comes to the best self identity, you want to focus on the inside first, because your best self identity, this is the powerful version of yourself that is already inside you. So this is the real authentic you, the you at your core level that is free from all the stories and the limitations and all the doubts and the fears that usually hold us back. So imagine if you didn't have these stories, you didn't have these doubts about not being good enough. Imagine you were almost fearless and you just took action on what you wanted and what you felt was right in the moment. That is your best self, that authentic you, that powerful you that can shine without letting the decisions and opinions of other people hold you back. This is the best self. So the biggest thing is when I say, who do you have to become? I want you to realize that it's not becoming someone else. It's not becoming a copy of someone. It's not being someone that you see is making all this money or has the best body or has the best relationships or anything like that. It's you at your core and realizing the power and the value that is already inside you and giving yourself permission to let it shine out into the marketplace. So you want to paint a vivid image of the person that you have to become and step into this right now. Because if you can get clear on this identity, and every day you can get closer into becoming the person that creates the results, as you take on this identity, as you become the person, the results will catch up to you. So here's a question I want to ask you. If you are already showing up as the best, most powerful version of yourself, the most fulfilled version of yourself, and attracting the results that you wanted, what would you be doing differently? And think about that. Add the best version of yourself. What would you be doing differently than you're doing right now? And what does an ideal, perfect day look like? So create a vivid image of what this looks like. And I'm going to share with you some questions to really help you get even clearer on this best self. Okay. So as your best self, what are you doing? So on a day-to-day basis, what are you doing? And I want you to really map out a perfect day as your best self. So these questions are helping you see exactly what you'd be doing, how would you be feeling, and just get really, really, really clear on this so that you can step into it right now. Because you don't have to wait until you are making X amount of money to feel good and to feel powerful and to show up as your best self. You don't have to wait till you are this weight to feel confident about yourself. You don't have to wait till you're in this relationship to feel loved and to feel accepted, right? You can create the emotions now and become the person that attracts that. So, as your best self, what are you doing? What are the top three emotions to describe how you feel on a daily basis? What results and successes are you experiencing? And how do you celebrate this, right? What are the wins that you're experiencing if you were your best self and if you were sharing your authentic message and leading with what felt right to you and stepping into your power? What results and successes do you feel like you'd be experiencing that you may not be right now because you are holding yourself back? There are some limitations, or you're not fully showing up as the best version of yourself. And how do you celebrate these wins? As your best self in the marketplace, what problem are you solving for people? And who are the clients or customers that you're helping and that you're solving this problem for? As your best self, what matters the most to you? And this comes down to your values, which we're going to talk about in a couple minutes. But what matters most to you as your best self? What do you value the most? What results and breakthroughs are your customers and clients experiencing? What do others compliment you on and give you praise for? In what areas do you spend most of your time? What is the message that you're sharing with the world? And how does each key area of your life look like? So your body, your health, your relationships, your family life. How do these areas look like? And the reason why I'm asking you these questions is because you want to get clear on this and you want to be intentional about setting it up right now. So for example, if the top three emotions that you feel on a daily basis as your best self is you feel powerful. You feel loved. You feel authentic. You don't have to wait till you create a result to feel those feelings. You can feel that now and start stepping up and stepping into that version of yourself. So as your best self, another one is what problem do you solve in the marketplace? So if you were sharing your authentic voice, if you were leading with what you really wanted, and if you were stepping into a person that you had to become to create the results inside of your business, and now you say, okay, if I were this person, I'll be solving this problem and I'll be working with these people. Guess what? It's time for you to shift and to start solving this problem now. Or if you don't feel like an expert yet, start learning and start taking action and getting real life experience so that you can become an expert in this and that you can solve this problem for people. If you feel like you're working with a certain specific group of people, it's time for you to tailor your messaging for them. So see why this is so important, because I want to help you just get clearer and see exactly what you would be doing if you were the best version of yourself, if you were already getting the results that you wanted. So for example, let's say you want to lose 10 pounds. And you said, okay, if I wanted to lose 10 pounds, I would wake up earlier, I would drink more water, and I would cut out sugar. If I was to lose 10 pounds, if I was the most healthy, strong, powerful version of myself, right? So if you were the most healthy, powerful version of yourself, you would do those three things. Guess what? Now it's time to start doing those things. So now maybe cut back on the sugar. Maybe you commit to drinking at least 4 bottles of water a day and replacing the coffee and the juice, right? You get clear on the things and then you step into it right now. So I really hope this helps you. And inside of the action worksheet, you're going to have these questions plus some more questions to fill out. And I want you to really get clear and paint a vivid image of the perfect ideal day as your best self, from the time that you wake up to the time that you go to sleep. This exercise will be very, very, very valuable to you. Okay, so now let's talk about the values. So now this is so important because this is what I feel shapes your life. Because when you change your values, you can change your life. And I believe that the order of your values will determine the levels of success and fulfillment that you have when achieving your goals. So what are the values that shape your life and allow you to crush your goals? And while staying in alignment with your best self. So if you are your best self, what are the top three core values that shape your life and your business and action that you take? And put them in order of importance to you. So an example, let's say my top three values are freedom, fun, and adventure. Now, once I know that, if I'm clear on that, now I'm going to shape my life and my business around that. I'm going to make sure that whatever I'm doing gives me freedom, allows me to have fun, and I can experience adventure. So in that case, let's say, okay, I'm figuring out the best business model for me, and I know my values are freedom, fun, and adventure. I would not feel fulfilled just having a one-on-one coaching business where I have to sit in my room all day on the phone all the time, or having a service-based business where I felt like I was working for my clients and I just had all these tasks and I was just working by myself and I didn't have any employees and I was just doing this work that had me stuck in my room all the time, either on the phone or doing things and working for people that didn't truly appreciate me and appreciate my value, and that would not fulfill me. But I wouldn't know that if I wasn't clear on my values. So a lot of times we get into a business, a lot of times we do something, and then we're sitting down, and after, even if we're successful, we're wondering, why don't I feel happy? I'm making money. Why am I not excited? This is what I thought I wanted. I'm making $10,000 now. I thought I'd be happy. I thought I'd be jumping for joy. But I actually feel worse now than I did before when I didn't have any money. And it's because we're not clear on our values. We didn't shape our life and our business to be in alignment with what we really wanted, what we stood for, what our core values were. So if my core values are freedom, fun, and adventure, maybe I'm someone that runs three-day retreats in tropical parts of the world, and now I mix business with fun. So maybe we go mountain climbing, we go water rafting, we go do different experiences, and I mix the learning and the lessons and different concepts that I want to share with my clients, I mix that with adventure. If my core values are freedom, fun, and adventure, maybe I create leveraged online courses that allow me to make sales and make money around the clock while I'm able to travel, while I'm able to do what I love. And part of my message is about freedom. It's about showing people, here's how you can build a business while traveling the world. Here's how you can build a business while having fun and spending time with your family. Here's how you can build a business while doing these things that really fuel you on an emotional level. You see, so you have to get clear on your values. And these are just an example. But when you get clear on that, that can shape your life. And I'm going to have a list of values in the worksheet for this lesson. So I want you to go through that and just take some time first. Before you even go through the list, take some time and just think back and just reflect and say, okay, what are the top three values that shape my life right now? And what are the top three values that have to be in place for me to be congruent with the person that I need to become to create the results that I desire? And for me, it's freedom, it's health, and fulfillment, right? Those three things. I have to be feeling healthy and strong and powerful because I know that the best version of myself cannot be going around feeling sluggish. For me to share my message with passion, I can't be feeling sluggish. I can't be having too much sugar and too much junk food that drains my energy. It has to be fulfilling. I have to feel like I'm making a contribution. If I'm doing something that I just feel like I'm doing it just for the money, I can't do it. There's some people that they don't care what they're doing. As long as it's making them money, they're okay with it, because then they say, okay, well, now I'm just doing this for the money, and now with the money, I can do what I really want. But with me, the actual thing that I'm doing inside business, I have to be fulfilled. I have to feel like I'm contributing, that I'm helping people in some type of way, and I have to see that. Or else I try and I just lose any energy and momentum that I have, and it has to provide me with freedom. I want to have freedom. I don't want to feel chained to my business. I don't want to be chained to the phone or anything like that. So the freedom, the health, and the fulfillment, those are the things that really fulfill me. And that's why right now I have a mix of online courses, which gives me the freedom, and I'm delivering value, and I know that I'm helping people with some coaching. And the coaching is limited, but with the coaching, it's diving deeper. And that's really where I feel that contribution, that fulfillment, because when I have that one-on-one interaction with people and I'm seeing the breakthrough, I'm witnessing the breakthrough, and I see where they were at before we worked together, and I see where they're at after we work together. And that fulfills me. That lights me up. Just something as simple as a simple conversation with someone and seeing how can I help them break through, and then seeing the shift occur. Just seeing their face change, right? Their energy change, and they just start changing their posture. They feel more confident just from something that we shared. That is what lights me up. So I build my business around my values. So I want you to do the same. I want you to get clear on your core values, and this is going to help you get clear on exactly how you want to build your business and the best business model for you. Okay, so now we got the values down. You got the worksheet. Now let's talk about your beliefs. So for you to become the person who creates the results that you desire, you must first change the beliefs that you have about yourself and your abilities. And here's something that I really hope you understand. And just write this down, right? It's not about learning more or doing more. Surprise, surprise, right? That's what we're taught. Okay, you're not getting results, go through this training. You're not getting results, go through this next course. Here's something else to buy. Here's something else to consume. And I've been there, right? Every time I wouldn't get a result, I'd say, what's wrong with me? And I would follow someone else. And I would spend so much time following them and consuming their information instead of taking action, instead of getting clear on what was really holding me back. So it's not about learning more or doing more. It's about removing the stories and layers of doubt and self-limiting beliefs that hold us back. So it's not about adding on more. It's about removing the layers that are holding us back so that we can break through and make that shift. Because like I said, that best version of yourself is already inside you. So it's not about following more people and consuming more information. Yes, we want to learn to help us. But you want to first get clear on your own beliefs and your own values and what matters most to you. And then remove the doubt and remove the limiting beliefs and things that are holding you back from fully stepping into that. Okay. So what are the stories that you currently tell yourself about why you can't get your message out there? What are the stories that you tell yourself about why you can't build a brand the way that you want to? What are the beliefs that are holding you back from action for what you're worth? Maybe you have this idea to start a business. Maybe you have an idea to share this message. Maybe you have an idea to serve a specific group of people. But you're telling yourself, well, I'm not good enough yet. I don't have the certification. I want to charge $1,000, but I see Amy charging $500. So who am I to charge $1,000 when she is way ahead of me and she's only charging $500? You know what? I'm going to charge $200. This is stuff that goes on in people's minds every single moment. And we pay attention to other people and we let the doubts and the stories and the limiting beliefs hold us back. But I want to tell you that the moment that you break through from that, the moment that you give yourself permission to move forward on your messaging, your dreams, and the moment that you say, I'm good enough, I know enough, I have enough, I'm worthy. It's my duty to get my message out there. It's my duty to serve others with my expertise. It's my duty to let my superpower shine and build my business around it. That is the moment that you'll be free. That's the moment that you'll get what you want. So when you have these stories, when you're telling yourself, I'm not good enough, or I can't help these people, ask yourself, is it true? Is this really true? Are you really not good enough? Look at all the experience that you have. Look how far you've came. Do you really think that you can't help people? Or is that just a story? Is that just a limiting belief? Is that just fear trying to hold you back and trying to keep you in your comfort zone? Right? Get clear on those stories and those beliefs and just push forward and create new powerful beliefs and truth about yourself that will allow you to step into that new identity. So you want to get clear on the limiting beliefs and replace them with new powerful beliefs. And here are some ways to do that, right? Well, here's the best way that I believe to do that is you want to shift your beliefs and shift your identity and create at least three powerful I am statements that you will hold true to and that you believe. So every time you're doubting yourself, every time you're telling yourself these stories, now I want you to replace them with new I am statements. So now, let's say you're telling yourself, well, I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. Now you replace that with, I am someone who delivers massive value to my audience, knows my worth, and therefore I get paid for what I deserve. So imagine going from, who am I to get paid this amount of money, to saying, I'm someone who delivers massive value and I know my worth and I get paid for what I deserve and for the value that I put out there into the marketplace. Right? Imagine saying, well, I'm just this person. Who am I to do this? Right? So now you're saying, I'm someone who consistently up levels in all areas of my life. I'm someone who shows up as my most powerful and authentic self in everything that I do. Or let's say you're doubting yourself and this has nothing to do with business, but let's say you're just saying, well, who am I to attract this person? Who am I to feel this way? Who am I to feel loved? Who am I to feel beautiful? Right? And now you replace that with, I am beautiful. I am strong. I am worthy of being loved. I give love and I receive love. Right? So what you're doing is you're taking the limiting beliefs that are holding you back and taking the story that are not giving you the feeling that you want. And you're replacing them with new feelings, with new beliefs that will allow you to step up and feel like the most powerful version of yourself. And this is important because as long as those beliefs are intact, as long as those beliefs that are holding you back, as long as you believe they are true, it doesn't matter if you have the best strategy, if you have the perfect platform, if you have the step-by-step guide to creating results, you will not move forward because of your beliefs. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. Doesn't matter what anyone else teaches you. This is where you really break through from your beliefs. And I really want you to break through. And I know that it's not the strategy. It's not the tactic. It's first looking inwards and changing your values and your beliefs. And that's why I'm spending so much time on this stuff. So this is really powerful. So take some time to create some I am beliefs. These were just examples for myself. I want you to take some time and create your own 3 powerful I am statements to replace whatever negative beliefs and things that are holding you back so you can step forward and break through, okay? Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about is your commitments. So what new commitments do you have to make to yourself to ensure you stay in alignment with your best self and the goal that you set? So what's one thing that if you commit to doing consistently over the next 30 to 90 days would have the biggest impact on your life, your business, and your mission? And think about that, right? That's a big question. But I want you to take some time to think about that. What's one thing, and write this down, what's one thing that if you committed to doing consistently over the next 30 to 90 days would have the biggest impact on your life, your business, and the mission that you want to fulfill? And so what are some new habits and routines and rituals that will allow you to get into flow, feel powerful, and achieve your goals? And here are some examples of my commitments. So for me to show up as the most powerful version of myself, especially as a coach, as a trainer, as someone who's sharing my message and that looks at themselves as an influencer and someone that's powerful and someone that's here to serve and fulfill a bigger mission, some of my commitments is that I have to practice gratitude every single day. So I have a journal, and every single day, the first thing that I write down in my journal, 3 things that I'm grateful for today. Every morning, I write that down. So what are your commitments? What are your non-negotiables? For me, that's the first thing. Another thing that I have to do to stay in alignment is to wake up early and hit the gym. So before I work on anything, before I do anything, I want to make sure my body is right. I want to make sure my blood is flowing. I want to make sure that I'm feeling energized and I'm feeling strong. And one of the best things that allows me to do that is when I wake up early, I start my day early, and I do some type of workout. Either strength training or I do cardio. I have to drink a lot of water. So I cut out juice, I cut out soda, anything that made me feel tired or sluggish, anything with too much sugar, and I drink a lot of water, staying hydrated. Another commitment, as a messenger, add value to the marketplace every single day. And that's something that I commit to. So every day, I do my best to add some type of value. Either it's making a video, some type of content on social media, or even just sending an email to someone, just adding value to the lives of the people that I'm called to serve. And another thing is growing myself. So that's 30 minutes I spend reading from a personal development book or a marketing book. So that's learning, right? So focus on what's best for you. These are just mine. This is an example of my commitments and some of my commitments. I want you to focus on what's best for you. It will allow you to show up as your best self with energy and passion in the key areas of your life. So when you commit, when you make your commitments, I want you to make one commitment for your health. At least one commitment for your health. One commitment for your mindset. And your personal development. So that may be reading a personal development book, a business book, a book related to your niche that will help you become more of a master of what you do. Commit to something with your body, right? Make sure you're in motion. Commit to spiritual connection. So that's practicing gratitude. That's getting clear on your why. That's reading back on your purpose. Just getting back centered and back into flow with yourself and what you want and the purpose that you're called to fulfill. So get clear on your non-negotiables for you and what you have to commit to really show up and create the result that you want. And whatever goal that you want to achieve, there will be something that you have to do, something that you have to give up. So commit to that and be willing to get uncomfortable. Be willing to stretch yourself, because you know that once you start doing these things will help you stay in alignment and help you reach your goal that much simpler, okay? Now, the next thing and the last thing I'm going to talk about in this video is the outcome. So there are going to be two outcomes, outcome for yourself and outcome for others. So let's talk about the outcome that you want for yourself, right? So let's go back to the question of what do you really want? And you have to get clear on that, because clarity is power. And that's why my mission, and it took me a while to realize this, the best thing that I can help people have, the three things, is clarity, confidence, and the ability to take aligned action towards what they want. So if I give you clarity, I can give you confidence, and I give you that direction to move forward on, those are the three most powerful things that me personally I can give you. So that's why I'm stressing this. What do you really want? What does success mean to you? And how will you know when you're successful? And this is so powerful, because how many times do we say we want to be successful, but we don't even know what that means? We're just following something else. We just heard Tony Robbins say it, heard Eric Thomas say it, and now all of a sudden we want to be successful. But we don't know what that means to us. We haven't created a definition of success to us. We haven't got clear on, this is what success means to me, and I know I'm going to be successful when this is happening, when I'm starting to feel this way. So what does success mean to you? And get clear on this. And like I said, on the worksheet, I'm going to have these questions, and you're going to have the downloadable slides for everything that I'm sharing right here that you can go back to. Because I'm asking you questions, because I don't want to be sitting here telling you what to do. I don't want to sit here telling you how to feel. I want to ask you questions that open your mind, that allow you to come to your own conclusion and really get clear on your authentic message, your authentic identity. Because right now we're talking about your best self. So that's why these questions are so important. Okay. So what has to happen for you to feel successful, for you to feel fulfilled, for you to feel happy with your progress? Get clear on that. And this is the outcome that you're setting for yourself. This is where you're setting your goals of what you really want. What does success mean to you, and what had to happen for you to feel that way? And now your outcome for others. And this is key, right? You want to create a vision that's bigger than you. So what change do you want to see and create in the world through sharing your gifts and your message? And take some time to think about that. What change do you want to see and create in the world as a result of what you're doing? As a result of sharing your message and your expertise and helping people, what change do you want to see? What is the breakthrough or transformation that you want others to have as you share your gifts and your expertise with them? So remember, I said, when I share my message, when I share my expertise, I want to help you have clarity on your message, on your expertise, on what you want. I want you to have confidence in going out there and sharing it with the people that you can best serve. And I want you to take aligned action so that you can actually create the results. So the breakthrough and transformation that I want to have for people is seeing them realize the power in themselves and having the confidence to share their message and to serve others with their superpower and make their biggest impact. So with me, the breakthrough is really helping you see the power that's inside you, share your message, and create the biggest impact while being your best self, while doing what you love, while showing up as that authentic version of yourself. So with you, you know what you do. What is the breakthrough that you want others to have as a result of you doing that, a result of you sharing your gifts and your expertise? What is the outcome that you want for others? And this is so important. Before you create any ad, before you create any lead magnet, before you create any content, you have to be clear on the outcome. You have to be clear on the action step that you want people to take. You have to be clear on how you want them to feel. And here is a very powerful question that not a lot of people talk about, and I don't know why. Beyond the feelings, beyond the action, who do you want people to become as a result of what you do and how you help them? Who will they become? Because people do not just want a result. They want a new identity. Someone does not just want to lose 10 pounds. They want to become a healthier, sexier, stronger version of themselves. They want to become someone that when people look at them, when they're on the beach or they take their shirt off or they're in their bathing suit, they want to be someone that people look at and give compliments to. They want to be that person that their husband or their wife looks at and say, wow, you're looking good and you're looking sexy, and they're complimenting them. They want to be that person that when they're driving in that Bentley, they feel that sense of status. They feel that sense of being in an elite circle, and they want to drive down and see people looking at them and admiring them and giving them respect, because they know this is a symbol of the hard work that they put in to get to where they're at. They want to become a powerful, more strong, more happy version of themselves. So who will they become as a result of you doing what you do and you helping them? And what are the top three emotions and feelings that you want people to experience as a result of that outcome? So with me, with everything I'm doing, especially this course, I want you to go through this course, and I want you to ultimately feel that you can show up as your authentic self. I want you to feel powerful and in your zone. I want you to be powerful and realize the power that's already inside you, and I want you to feel fulfilled. Because that's why I really feel like you have to build a brand from the inside out. Because I could teach you about the strategy. I could teach you about Facebook ads and email marketing and all this complex stuff. But just that alone is not going to create fulfillment. This stuff that we shared inside of this lesson right here and in the future lessons is what's going to give you the fulfillment of taking a step back and saying, who am I? What do I really want? Who do I have to become? And building your business around that, that's going to give you the fulfillment. So get clear on this. I cannot stress this enough. I cannot stress the value of knowing your outcome enough. Get clear on this. Take action on this. Fill out the action worksheet. And I'm going to see you on the next video where we're going to be talking about your personal brand identity.